at the apartment.
Why are you wearing a Band-Aid?
Hallie bit me.
Ah, you got beaten up by a girl.
Hey, that's sexist.
You're right. Ha, you got beaten up by a baby.
Penny enters.
Hi.
Hey. What you got there?
Oh, I grabbed a sandwich at the food truck out front.
Well, now, hold on. Tonight is Friday, and I believe you know what that means.
And my fun young life took a drastic turn somewhere?
No.
But, yeah.
No, that means it's Chinese food night.
Yeah, and you have Chinese food, so eat it.
But I can smell your pastrami.
And we can all hear your complaining, so no one's happy.
It does smell good.
It is. I had one the other day.
What is happening? Everybody's supposed to be eating Chinese food.
Well, actually, I believe the Chinese may have invented the sandwich. Their dish, ru jiao ma, literally means meat between bread. So looks like all of us, including Penny, are eating Chinese food.
Except for you, Sheldon. You're eating crow.
I'm sorry. I think you're forgetting that the sandwich was invented by John Montague, the Earl of Sandwich.
Oh, the truck's called Pearl of Sandwich. Now I get it.
All right. That smells too good. I gotta get one of those.
And I think you're forgetting that there are written documents of meat between bread being eaten in China during the Tang Dynasty.
You know what? I'll go with you. And then maybe we just go home.
Bernadette leaves.
I think you're defining bread very loosely. If we go down that road, where does it end?
Well, I would say when we go to bed, but you talk in your sleep.
Yeah, I don't want to get into this with you right now. We'll talk about this when I'm asleep.
Leonard motions to the others and they leave.
I don't want to talk about it when you're asleep. How come we can't talk about it now?
Well, because I'm eating now.
Fine. How's your mushu?
No, but it's great. What? Look at that. Oh. Well, maybe the Chinese did invent the sandwich. I guess you were right.
She looks around the empty room.
Too bad no one's around to hear it.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment. Wait, the Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. At Sheldon and Amy's.
I can smell that food truck from up here.
Just close the window if you don't like the smell.
Of course I like the smell. It's salt and fat. My brain may be evolved, but my tongue still wants to pick up a club and drag that truck back to my cave.
So there's something you like, but it's also driving you crazy. Been there, doing it now.
No, it's a distraction. Now, how can I focus on my work when all I can think about is how much I want that sandwich?
So go get one.
I can't just give in to every urge I have when I have it. That's why I have a rigid schedule. It's bad enough I had to give in to my urge to create a rigid schedule.
You know, why don't I just go down to the food truck and ask them to move?
Why are you taking cash?
No reason.
She leaves. In his backyard, Howard sits in a hot tub with Raj.
Oh, this is the life. What could be better than this?
If you weren't wearing one of my swimsuits.
I'll give it back.
You know the rule. Once it touches hiney, it's no longer miney.
You're such a prude. Do you know all the things this water's touching right now?
Well, I'm relaxed enough.
Howard gets out and puts on a robe. Raj looks into the garden.
Hey, Howard, look. What's that? Oh. Looks like someone's drone.
Oh, no, do you think he was spying on us in the hot tub? Because I'm only 40% of the way to my beach board.
One of the propellers is broken. It must have crashed.
Oh. Do you think you could fix it?
Maybe. Should we try and track down the owner first?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Anyone lose a drone?
He looks around the backyard.
Looks like it's ours.
Yeah, we got a drone!
Shh. Yay, we got a drone.
At Penny and Leonard's.
The pastrami truck moved.
That is the danger of a restaurant on wheels.
No, apparently someone complained to the Tenants Association they're not allowed to park on our street anymore.
Who would complain about something that everyone loves?
At Sheldon's door.
Did you complain to the Tenants Association about the food truck?
Yes.
What? They actually took you seriously?
Oh, the Tenants Association takes every complaint seriously.
Oh, great, because I'm about to send them an email complaining about you.
Excuse me?
Sheldon checks his phone.
Wow. Someone should have spell checked.
What is going on here?
You're the Tenants Association?
You should see the look on your face. You might want to tell your wife that there's no Y in pastrami.
He leaves. In his backyard, Howard sets down the drone.
Okay, that ought to do it. I've replaced the propeller and reattached the gimbal controller unit.
Dude, you're like Grey's Anatomy for robots. Also, why isn't that a show?
I just need to see if I can resync the controls to this old remote.
We should name it.
What, the drone or your stupid robot show?
The drone. The show's already got a name. General Botspital.
Howard holds a controller.
I got it working!
Propeller spinning, the drone flies.
Oh, let's play William Tell. I'll put this ball on my head, see if you can knock it off without hitting me.
Howard eyes him.
You read my mind.
What are you doing?
Either breaking a ball or breaking Raj's head.
Be careful, they don't make that ball anymore.
Frowning, Raj takes it off. Howard lands the drone and turns it off. Bernadette approaches it.
It's a nice one.
Yeah, we found it in the yard and fixed it up.
Aren't you worried there's some kid out there missing his drone?
Please, Bernadette, this is not a children's toy, okay? This thing's got an HD camera on it.
Okay, then aren't you worried there's some rich peeping Tom out there missing his drone?
We asked around. No one claimed it. I think we've done all we can do.
Did you check the video card? Maybe you could see where it started off from.
What a great idea, honey.
At Sheldon's apartment.
So, let me get this straight. You are the president of the Tenants Association?
President, only member, and harshest critic. I once gave myself an official reprimand for conducting a meeting in the shower. The steam warped my gavel.
Okay, so when I got a fine for leaving my clothes in the dryer for too long, that was from you?
$14.99. The exact price of a new gavel.
And the noise complaint we got for singing you happy birthday?
As a friend, I was touched. As a representative of the building, I thought that you should pick a key and stick with it.
Amy enters.
Hi.
Do you know he is the entire Tenants Association?
No, but I'm not surprised. He's also the pope of a planet he invented in hyperspace. Hey, why didn't you tell me?
I wanted to make sure that you love the man, not the office.
You can't just declare yourself president.
I didn't. I called a meeting. I was the only one to attend. I nominated myself, and after a pretty moving speech, I voted myself in.
Well, if you can vote yourself in, then we can vote you out.
Yeah.
Fine. Make a motion at the next meeting.
When is that?
It's the first Saturday of every month, unless there's an emergency meeting.
Then we call an emergency meeting.
Well, you really don't have to. This is the first Saturday of the month.
Okay, fine, then we vote you out.
Hold on. First, we have to read the minutes from last month's meeting.
He takes out a tablet.
Amy, would you do the honors?
Why not? Saturday, March 3rd, 7:05, meeting called to order. 7:06, president gets shampoo in eye. 7:07, meeting adjourned.
Okay, can we vote you out now?
Very well. New business.
I move for a vote of no confidence in the president.
Yeah.
2-1, you lose.
Yet not so fast. I believe we have one tenant here who has not made her voice heard.
He turns to Amy.
Oh.
We're waiting, fiance.
Yeah, we're waiting, best friend.
Yeah, we're waiting, neighbor who needed a battery and totally got one from me, no strings attached.
Be in the middle of this. No matter which way I vote, I'm either a bad friend, a bad fiancé, or an ungrateful recipient of a battery.
Next time I have a meeting in the shower, you're welcome to attend.
Sheldon! Sheldon for president! I pick Sheldon!
Leonard and Penny's.
Ugh, can't believe my best friend sided with Sheldon.
Can't believe my best friend is Sheldon. I should have taken that gavel and shoved it right down his throat.
Ugh, I would have gone the other way, but it would have gotten to his throat.
Amy enters.
What?
Don't be mad at me. I mean, I can't vote against him.
Well, even when he's being crazy?
Well, what other times are there?
So you just let him get away with anything?
Well, not anything. But honestly, pastrami sandwich is not the hill I want to die on.
It's not about the sandwich. It's about the principle.
Yeah, principle. And a little bit sandwich.
Yeah. Look, there are a bunch of other tenants in this building. All you need is for one of them to vote your way, and then Sheldon's out, and I didn't betray him.
Hey, you know, that's actually a good plan.
That you came up with all by yourself. Now, if you'll excuse me, told Sheldon I was going to the market, so taking some of your stuff.
She opens their fridge and fills a tote bag. Leonard and Penny stare. Amy heads to the door.
I was never here.
She leaves.
Sometimes you don't see it because she's next to Sheldon. She's pretty weird.
The drone sits in Howard's kitchen.
Okay, all hooked up. Here we go.
I hope there's nothing disturbing on there.
Like you two in a hot tub?
Hold on, now I'm getting a picture.
The drone footage shows a brunette woman. The footage cuts out.
There's not very much to go on.
Oh, that's plenty to go on. We can't give up. We gotta find her.
You just want to find her because she's cute.
Not just because she's cute. She also owns a pretty expensive drone, which means she has money and doesn't mind wasting it. And I like that in a woman.
Do you see anything that could help us locate her?
Let me have a look.
She's got eagle eyes, always spotting continuity errors in movies. It's not annoying at all.
Oh, there, right there. Check out the pin on her jacket. Isn't that from the comic book store?
Is it? Hey, Howard, zoom in.
Fine, zooming in.
Howard thrusts the laptop into his face.
Yeah, I know you're being a jerk, but it's actually helpful.
Leonard and Penny stand outside an apartment. A scruffy man opens the door.
Hey!
Hi, we're your neighbors from downstairs.
We've met. Remember? I invited you to my housewarming when I moved in.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You know, it's been a crazy couple months.
That was 2 years ago.
Welcome to the building. So I'm running for president of the Tenants Association, and I could really use your vote.
You said you were going to stop by. I bought a lot of food.
Anyway, meeting's tomorrow. We really hope you can make it.
I'll be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should buy a lot of food.
Later, outside another man's apartment.
So I'm running for president of the Tenants Association, and I could really use your vote.
Who's president now?
Sheldon Cooper. You know, about yay tall and about yay annoying.
So you want me to vote against Sheldon Cooper?
Yeah, you just need to show up at a meeting.
Oh, no, can do. He's got a restraining order against me.
Really? Why?
I locked him on the roof once. 3 times.
Outside a woman's apartment.
So, Mrs. Petrescu, we were hoping you would vote for Leonard instead of voting for Sheldon.
Vote Sheldon?
No, vote Leonard.
No, vote Leonard.
No, vote Leonard.
Thank you.
Mrs. Petrescu goes inside at the comic book store.
She's wearing a pin from your store. Do you know who she is?
Oh, sure, yeah, that's Cynthia.
So she's a customer?
Yeah, but I haven't seen her in a while. And before you say anything, there's a lot of reasons women stop coming here. It's not just me.
But this time...
Hey, it was me, yeah. I was trying out a flirty new smile.
Stuart stretches his mouth into a creepy smile.
Now, I don't use the word ghoulish a lot, but... I just can't think of another word.
Wait, do you know how to find her?
Yeah, I think I have her address on my mailing list.
Oh, hey, please let me bring the drone back to her.
You think you've got a shot? What if she's married?
She's not.
It's meant to be.
Little tip, stick with the smiles you know.
Amy comes home to find Sheldon making paper signs.
Hi, what are you doing?
Leonard and Penny are trying to turn the tenants against me. So they are about to see just what kind of power the president of the Tenants Association wields.
She reads one.
You must be at least this tall to use washing machine.
I'm gonna hang it up higher than Leonard. And then his clothes will smell. And nobody's voting for a man with smelly clothes. Not when there's a perfectly unscented incumbent on the ballot.
Sheldon, I have an advanced degree in the study of the human brain, so if my fiancé's a raving lunatic, it's kind of a ding on my reputation.
If leaders just stepped aside every time they didn't have the consent of the governed, what would we have?
Democracy.
Not on my watch.
He goes back to the signs. Outside a house, Raj holds the drone.
Okay, don't be weird. Don't be weird. Don't be weird.
Hello.
Hey, you found my drone.
Yes. It took a while to track you down, but to see the look on your face, it was worth it.
Aw, sweet.
Rajesh?
Cynthia.
Ah, pleasure to meet you.
Likewise. I feel like I should give you a reward or something.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
No, I insist.
How about your phone number?
Cynthia smiles.
Give me your phone.
She types into his phone.
Yeah, thanks. So, I'll call you, Cynthia.
Great, Rajesh. And thanks again.
Sure.
Raj walks away. Cynthia goes inside.
Just checking.
At Amy and Sheldon's.
Hey, Sheldon. We found something pretty interesting.
Huh. Well, that is surprising. I, for one, have no idea what they're talking about.
Turns out, when Amy took over Penny's apartment, she was put on the lease, not you.
Yeah, and when I moved across the hall, you got taken off the lease and I got added.
Well, what are you saying? That Sheldon's not technically a tenant at all and therefore has no standing to be president of the Tenants Association no matter who votes for him? I don't know how you found that out, but I am guessing all on your own.
So, looks like we need to figure out who the new president should be. I nominate myself.
I second it.
Huh. Well, as a woman in love, I want to stand by my man. Too bad that's been rendered bureaucratically impossible.
Amy goes to the kitchen.
Well, this is hard for me, because I do love a legal technicality, and this is a good one. Although, not quite as good as the provision in California law, which states a person who occupies a dwelling for 30 consecutive days becomes a tenant at will, and as such...
I vote for Leonard!
What?
I'm sorry, Sheldon. With minimal power comes minimal responsibility. And you couldn't handle it.
Don't you misquote Spider-Man to me.
It's not your fault. I mean, what man wouldn't be seduced by the power to decide how late the laundry room stays open?
Wait, you're the reason I had to come back and get my jeans the next morning?
I can't believe you expect me to give that up.
Sheldon, it's the American way, the peaceful transfer of power.
I don't know.
Think about Ant-Man.
I'm always thinking about Ant-Man.
Michael Douglas had the suit, and then he passed it on to Paul Rudd.
Maybe you're right.
Really? The Ant-Man thing? That's what won you over?
Yes, he got the details right. That's how you use a superhero. I suppose it is time I pass this on to Leonard.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I know that's hard for you.
It was. But you know what? Instead of being in charge, I can now be the vocal opposition, criticizing and badgering the president at every turn.
I think you'll be really good at that.
Me too.
I think I made a huge mistake.
Me too.
Penny and Leonard leave. In Howard's kitchen.
Can't believe you got her number.
I know, right? How amazing would it be if this worked out and the story of how I met my wife started with you and me in the hot tub together?
Well, do us both a favor and start the story later.
Whatever. I have a good feeling about this girl. Like, we really hit it off.
At Cynthia's.
Stop flagging it around! You're gonna break it! Why do you care? Because we have to give it back to the beautiful mystery girl.
Aww.
I mean, did you see how hot she was? I want
She frowns.
I know exactly what underwear I'm going to wear on our first date. None!
She shuts the laptop. Executive producer Chuck Lorre.